Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Ryan. Happy birthday to you. August the 17th, 2018, you are listening to Grow Great Small Business Daily Brief number 63. No, you are not listening to an audition of The Voice. I would never make it. My name is Randy Cantrell. I'm your host here. Welcome inside the Yellow Studio, the space where I occupy and where these podcasts emanate from. Let me talk with you about avoiding life's biggest regrets. Happy Friday. On Monday, Today.com posted an article entitled How to Avoid Life's Biggest Regrets, Enjoy the Best Years, Advice from 90-year-olds. A 34-year-old United Methodist minister named Lydia Sohn, she's not a researcher. She wanted to know what older people regretted most. She wondered if people in their 90s, do they regret not achieving more? What she discovered was their regrets had nothing to do with their careers, nothing to do with their accomplishments or their achievements. I'm quoting, "The biggest regrets of the 90-somethings Sohn interviewed had very little to do with their careers, work, or what they had achieved. Instead, the most pain came from failures in their relationships, particularly with their children. They deeply regretted not having closer ties to their kids, seeing that their kids didn't get along with each other as adults or feeling that they didn't put them on the right path in life. Today is my son's birthday." Yeah, you guessed it. His name is Ryan. He is our firstborn, making us parents in the hot year, at least here in Texas, the hot summer of 1980. That year still holds records. This is his family. You can go see them. I'm putting a photograph over on the website. If you care, just go to episode number 63 for August the 17th, 2018. Pictured are his wife, Joanna, youngest son, Kason, next to the youngest, Easton, and the oldest, daughter, Kinsley, father to three of our grandkids. We also have a daughter who's not quite 2 years younger than Ryan, but today's not her birthday. As my son, Ryan, worked in retail, shocker, I know, during high school and during college, dealing with the public, it was good for him. It was also easy for him. He went on to earn an undergraduate and a graduate degree, spending about a decade in public education, mostly as an administrator, before joining the ranks of entrepreneurship. Today, he owns and operates a successful home inspection business in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, known as True, without an E on the end of it, True Vision Property Inspections. If you care to check him out, you can just go to Ryan, R-Y-A-N, ryaninspects.com. Give him a shout out. And knowing that this week was the week of his birthday, I read this article from today.com. I read it, as you could imagine, with greater interest. I'm not yet in my 90s, but I am a father and I am a grandfather. I'm quoting from the article, "They also wished," these 90-year-olds, "they also wished they had taken more risk to be more loving, both in being more open about their feelings for new people and being more affectionate with those already in their lives. They wish they'd listened better, had been more empathetic and more considerate, and spent more time with people they loved." Sohn kept discovering insights as she kept digging and talking to these people who were ages 90 to 96, and she discovered some insights that maybe she didn't quite expect. Again, I'm quoting, "The elders' answers were a surprise to Sohn, who had read about the U-bend theory of happiness. The research found people's psychological well-being generally dipped in their 30s, reached a bottom in their 40s, and then it rebounded after 50. But the 90-something she interviewed contradicted those findings. They reported being the happiest in their late 20s to their mid-40s, when their children were still at home, their spouses were alive, and the family lived together." The article continues, "These are definitely the most stressful times in my life." This was Sohn, who's got a young family. Weren't those the most stressful years for you?" she asked the elders. "Yes," they told her, "it's stressful and chaotic, but so wonderful and fulfilling. The lesson here seems to be, enjoy the chaos of right now, Soane said. Yes, babies are fussy, children take over your life, teens are moody, the commute is taxing, the days are hectic, work is crazy, free time seems to be non-existent, but savor every minute. People measure happiness differently when they assess themselves in the moment than when they think about life retrospectively, Soane said. I care about your business, but not more than I care about you. You care about your business, but not more than your family. I hope that's true. And if it's not true, then today's Friday, and I want you to step back starting today, and especially over the weekend, and I want you to take a closer look at your life. Not for me, but for you and for them. This week, I have intentionally focused more on you, the whole you, because you matter. The people in your life matter, especially your family. Don't spend all of your time reaching for another level of financial success only to regret that you didn't love your kids enough to serve them well, or to regret that you blew up a marriage due to neglect or bad behavior. Listen, people, I have failed at many, many things in my life, and I'm still failing at a ton of things. I was not a perfect father. I am not a perfect husband, but I did put in the work with honest intentions, and I made sure that the people in my life knew that I loved them. I said it often, and I demonstrated it, and I still do that. Whatever business success or failure that I have had, nothing makes me more proud. Nothing makes me feel more blessed than having children who love me and who are willing to be loved by me. Well, and let's not forget their mother, my wife of 40 years and the love of my life, one wife named Rhonda, two children, Ryan and Renee, two in-law children, a son-in-law, Cale, a daughter-in-law, Joanna, five grandchildren, Max, Jake, Kinsley, Easton, and Kaysen. I've given you 10 names. I don't know the names of the people in your life, but 10 names, 10 people who make up my tribe. Just 10. 10 people who matter more than any enterprise ever could. 10 people who matter more than any other people on the planet. 10 people who drive me daily to avoid having the regrets that these 90-year-olds expressed. Hey, let's work harder together, shall we, to avoid these regrets. Be well, do good, grow great. The website is growgreat.com. My name is Randy Cantrell. Put in the work. Have a great weekend. And we'll do it again next week.